Good Friday 21 years ago meant the celebration of a new era of peace. And today it means the death of a bright young journalist in Derry, shot by a gunman during rioting in the Creggan area of the city last night. Journalist Leona O'Neill was in the Creggan area of Derry last night during the rioting, and she described the moment she realised that a woman had been shot.
I have been a journalist for 20 odd years, and I know the distinguishable sound, the pop, pop, pop of a gun. And when I heard that, I took cover behind a wall. But directly in my line of sight, I saw there was a police Land Rover kind of right in front of me. And I saw a woman lying on the ground beside the police Land Rover, just at kind of one of the back wheels at the side of it. Her friends had realised what had happened. They started screaming that she had been shot.
They started screaming that she had been shot, and she wasn't just any woman. She was one of the brightest young journalists, one of the brightest young campaigners of her generation. She was Lyra McKee, and we'll be hearing more about Lyra later in the programme and just what kind of a person she was and the range of her work that she had done so far already in just 29 years of life. Let's go to Vincent Kearney, our Northern correspondent now. Vincent, what picture is emerging of what happened exactly last night? This was a police operation was going on in the Creggan ahead of a planned Republican march on Monday. Is that right?
That's right, Anya. And the police said today they carried out this major search operation because they had what they regarded as credible intelligence that there were weapons and ammunition stored somewhere in the area, and that those weapons were going to be used by dissident Republicans to target police officers over the Easter weekend, very possibly on Monday when that dissident Republican parade was supposed to take place. In response to that, some people come out onto the streets. From social media footage we've seen, many of them appear to be quite young people. They don't appear to been very organised, but more than 50 petrol bombs were thrown at police. A number of vehicles were hijacked and set on fire. And at one point, a gunman could be seen on social media footage emerging from the side of the crowd. He kneels down, he takes aim, and the social media footage, you hear at least two shots being fired. The police are saying there may have been 10 shots fired. Those shots only were fired up a street, a residential street, towards a police Land Rover where there were clearly police officers but also civilians standing around. And Lyra McKee was one of those civilians. She was hit, fatally injured. She fell to the ground. She was with her partner at the time. So you can imagine her partner was desperately distraught. Others were around were phoning for an ambulance. But police officers on the scene tried to administer first aid. They tried to look after her wound. They put her into the back of a Land Rover because they believed that was the best way to treat her, to get her to hospital as quickly as possible. They got her to hospital, but unfortunately, a short time later, she passed away.
There has been a statement from a group calling itself CIRU, Vincent, the new IRA, which is worth reading only for its Pontius Pilate style, really, abrogating of responsibility.
It is indeed, Anya. I mean, this statement from CIRU, that's a group that the PSNI have said they believe is closely, in fact, they say inextricably linked to the new IRA. The statement blames what they call the British Crown Forces for what happened last night. They lay the blame fully and squarely on the shoulders of the police. They say they shouldn't have been in the area. The person who fired the shots, they referred to him as a volunteer. They say he was defending the local community from what they say were the actions of the British Crown Forces. They make no apology whatsoever. And what was interesting on you is I spoke to the parish priest, Father Joe Gormley, and he visibly bristled when the statement was put to him. He got quite angry. He said, how dare they? He said, who do they think they are? They do not represent this area. And he said, for them to portray themselves as defenders of this community is wrong. He said, all they do is bring evil. In fact, he actually compared their actions to the Antichrist on Good Friday. He was incredibly angry, and I think that anger is reflected among many people in the local community.
So this group, anyhow, has called off a march, have they, that they were planning for Monday. And the majority of the voices in the community will be coming together at vigils in Derry and Belfast this evening.
That's right. The group was planning this march on Monday. There are a number of posters still up around the city. They've called it off because, you say, widespread condemnation from right across the community. A number of visits are planned today. I'm sitting at the moment on about 200 yards from the scene of the shooting, and just in front of me they're erecting a platform across the road. And at 2 o'clock, Sinn Féin President Mary Lou McDonald, SDLP leader Colm Eastwood, and the Alliance Party leader Naomi Long, they're coming here jointly to address a vigil. They're going to speak. There'll be strong condemnation station. So that's a vigil at 2 o'clock. At 5 o'clock this afternoon in the Guildhall, there will be another vigil, and there's a possibility of further vigils as well throughout the city. And also, just a short time ago, the Lord Mayor of the city opened a book of condolence at the Guildhall. So a growing sense of anger and condemnation.
And indeed, we have a short clip, Vincent. Thank you for that, Vincent Kearney, Northern correspondent.